business.
Advertising to the super rich. Posters for plutocrats. How to sell more stuff to those who want for nothing.
If you doubt that the rich are different from you and me, try visiting a private jet terminal. One group waiting to board at Farnborough Airport near London recently was a family of 3 generations and 5 dogs who would enjoy more in-flight pampering than any economy class passenger could hope for. Passengers do not linger long, 15 minutes or so before boarding. There are no duty-free shops, but it would be a pity not to tap into these travellers' deep pockets as they pause between limo and aircraft. If you cannot sell, at least you can market. That is the ambition of Adlux, a Swiss firm that runs ads in private jet terminals, perhaps the most rarefied form of out-of-home advertising, a category that includes billboards and bus shelter posters. The richest 0.5% of the world population owns half the wealth, its brochure cheerfully notes. Actually, it is nearer one-third. And 1 million people fly by private jet each month. Before boarding, they are in a completely captive environment, with few distractions, says Lisa Rockney, an Adlux executive. Mounted above the coffee station in Farnborough, a screen shows a silent video. Pastimes that the rich are presumed to enjoy, polo, are interspersed with ads for things they might buy, luxury watches and private banking services. Adlux's video loops, illuminated posters and product placements appear in 83 terminals worldwide. Clients pay £60,000 to £70,000, that's $92,000 to $107,000, for a 4-week campaign at 10 fixed base operators, FBOs, facilities that handled non-scheduled flights. Business jet travel in the rich world took a knock in the recession and has yet to recover. But emerging economies are minting new jet setters. India's business jet fleet has grown from about 25 in 2005 to over 150 last year. Moscow's Vnukovo Airport is Europe's busiest for international flights by larger private planes. The pitchman ship adjusts to plutocrats' migration patterns. The middle-aged men who flocked to Davos in January through Zurich's FBOs are receptive to cars and banking services. Ads for yachts ran in Nice during the Monaco Motor Racing Grand Prix. Passengers watched the videos for 12 minutes on average, claims Ms. Rockney, though the dog owners did not seem quite so riveted. This is a slightly old-fashioned approach to seducing the super-rich. Experiences are a newer way. Samsung launched its Blue House Club for gadget-loving moneybags with a dinner for 60 at Annabelle's, a London club. A dancer performed on a new high-definition television, list price £45,000. Then in person. But there is more gold to be mined as the revelers fly home. Adlux is thinking of installing vending machines at FBOs, which dispense Swiss watches.